Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. All the features there are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up here in a few moments, we are going to be talking with another radio show host that has been under fire for the content of his show, appropriately enough, on this week of the IMUS controversy. But Brian is calling in from Colorado, and we're going to the amplifier line first. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, Julia.
Hello.
On Wednesday, Wayne read a letter about my son and his career day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to update you today because today was career day.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So he was, just a brief recap, he had gotten the little sheet for career day where you're supposed to check the careers you're interested in. There were 19 choices, and he wasn't interested in any of them. And so you had come back with the response that, well, perhaps instead of going and watching a presentation he's not interested in, he could go to the library and research careers that he might actually be interested in.
Right. He ended up doing that.
Okay.
And... But I went just to check things out. First of all, I was looking for this list of 19, and nobody seemed to have it. It wasn't anywhere. I wanted to see what the choices were. So I finally managed to ended up in the hospitality room for all the parents who were speaking. And I went in there, and there was a couple of cops in their uniforms, and there's a construction worker, and the guy who does human resources had his suit. It looked like the village people without the Indian. So they're all there, and I finally got this list, and fully half of them are direct government jobs.
Really?
And half of the other ones are pseudo-government, like banker, lawyer, things like that.
Okay. Accountant.
Right.
Right.
CSI, SWAT, ICE, military pilot, food services, urban planner.
Ew.
And so that's why he didn't want to check any of those, because he wasn't interested. So we were...
How many entrepreneurs were there?
Well, I didn't sit in the veterinarian.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that I can think might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
There could be a government veterinarian. I don't know. Hmm. I did look in the room, and there was two people there.
Amazing.
But they said that the first assembly would be a motivational speaker. And so, I went in there, and it was just full of 8th grade kids, and there was this guy in the front from the FBI.
He's the motivational speaker?
Yeah, FBI recruiter. And he was there telling everybody how great, the FBI is and how great it is to work for the government. And
Ew.
I went to, Quantico and hung around with a bunch of guys and wrestled them and shot guns, and, now I'm an agent. So there was one time he had his PowerPoint screen up there, talking about all the great things about being an agent. And then he wanted to play a video for us.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned off the PowerPoint and then, went back to his desktop on his computer. And there was this shiny red Corvette. And, of course, a whole bunch of 14-year-old boys in the stands go, ooh. So he was really impressed with that. And he said, oh, yeah, this is my dream car. 700 horsepower, supercharged, really sweet.
Yeah.
And then he said... The thing was most outrageous. He said, I can't wait to seize one of these so I can drive it.
Wow, man.
He actually said that.
Wow.
That's ballsy.
My jaw dropped, and I just couldn't wait to ask him about this. But it was just outrageous.
So basically what you're saying was this was a thinly veiled government bureaucrat recruiting day.
It sure looks like it.
Amazing to me. I don't remember career.
No wonder your son
like
didn't
want
to, see if he doesn't want to go to work for the government. Obviously, he wouldn't want to go to this career day. They shouldn't be punished for that.
Well, yeah.
So, any other highlights from today?
Well, I went and talked to the guy afterwards, and I waited till nobody was there. All the kids were gone, and I walked up to him, and I didn't shake his hand because I didn't want to be accused of assaulting an officer.
Right.
But he had his 40 ACP. Semi-automatic there on his holster. Anyway, I asked him, the standard question. Do you think it's okay to tell these kids about a job, recruit these kids to a job that is paid for with stolen money?
Ooh, wow.
And he said, he was confused. He said, well, you mean get a job where we look for stolen money? I said, no, you're a federal worker, right? You get your money from the federal government. He says, yes. I said, well, the federal government gets it from me at the point of a gun by forcing me to give up some of my money. And, you know, he says, well, he says, oh, taxes. Well, we're the FBI. If you need to deal with taxes, that's the IRS.
Right, right. But
yeah, pass the buck.
Fine. Yeah. I'm not saying that you can do anything about it except quit.
Right.
So that was it, huh?
Yeah, well, and then I
any further, and you're going to get on some special investigation list. What's your name again, sir?
Yes, exactly. Well, there's a little bit more. I don't know how much time I have because you have to go to the next segment. But I was trying to explain to him that the money he gets paid is blood money because it's taken from me at the point of a gun, and I pointed to him the gun in his holster. I said, you know, people like you that take the money from me so you can pay yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just then, I guess, a couple of teachers walked up in my blind side. I really didn't see them. But they were hearing this, and they kind of walked in between him and me. And, you know, we're trying to say, hey, can we help you with your equipment to get out of here and all that stuff? So I just kind of excused myself.
Right.
Well, a few minutes later, I'm walking in the hallway with my son, and the woman comes up to me and introduces herself as the assistant principal.
Mm.
She said, I was just wondering what you're doing here, what your plans are for
today. What's your purpose here?
What's your purpose? She wanted to bring me back to her office. I called to the principal's office. So I said, I went back to the library, and I spent a little time with my son. And I said, you know, on my way out, I'll stop by and say hi.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped by on the way out.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. And, you know, she closed the door behind me, put her hands deep in her pocket, and said, we're just wondering what you're doing here.
Right.
I said, well, this is my school. You know, I pay for this. My son is here.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't specifically invite parents to Career Day.
Oh.
And I said, well, what's this about? And she said, well, there are a couple of people who were really upset with what you were talking about there and how you were, attacking that speaker. And I said, okay, so a couple people were listening in a private conversation I had with somebody.
Yeah.
And they were upset about that. Someone who is a highly trained federal agent with enough firepower on his hip,
right,
to take care of.
You were attacking him, Brian. Attacking him.
Yes, I was attacking
him. He's defenseless. He's only got a gun on his hip.
Right.
Amazing. So was that it? Was that where the conversation ended? Or what did you say to him?
We had a few more words, and whenever I said something, I said I was just asking him if he thought it was appropriate to recruit our children to get paid with blood money. And of course, she didn't really understand that. So.
Sure. None of them want to understand it either. They would like you very much to just be quiet so they don't have to question their assumptions in life. They don't want to understand what you're saying to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing that, you know, she owns the place, right? It's not my school, it's her school. Mm-hmm. She's the bureaucrat.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, this Career Day thing, you know, what is happening that the kids, why can't they learn math or science today? What is this Career Day? You're forcing 14-year-olds into a situation of deciding what they want to do 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you doing this? And she said, oh, this is great. She said, well, this is really important for the kids. And then she said, well, I don't know how many of them are like your son that didn't want to participate. And then I said, well, the dean says that he's the only one. And she said, see, that's how important it is to students. And I said, no, my son is the only one who's thinking for himself these days and, you know, thinks that sitting in the library is less boring than hearing a bunch of people blather about their government jobs.
Wow. Brian, just what an amazing odyssey you've had, and thank you for sharing the story. Mark, any final thoughts?
I'm amazed by the whole thing, that they would call him into the office.
Yeah.
Call him into the principal's office and, hey,
investigate.
You said some things that people didn't like hearing.
We were offended.
Right. You know, oh my God, you talked bad to the guy with the gun on his hip and stuff.
Yeah, well, he's a hero.
Look, all these people we're talking about, I pay all their salaries. They can listen to what I say.
Damn right they can. Brian, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. Keep us up to date on if anything else develops there. 800-259-9231. Mike from Red Bar Radio is on the line. And apparently, I don't know much about the story, but he told me today, and he's going to tell us in a few moments, that he was arrested for something he said on his show.
Oh, no.
Find out what that's about. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 13, 2007, gold spot 681.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.21, $353.94 for half ounce, and $177.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $704.21, $353.94, and $177.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photograph to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. FEST.com. Mike is on the line from Red Bar Radio. That, in case you don't know, is a show that airs on our live stream. I believe it is three nights a week. Is it still Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, Mike?
Yeah.
So if you tune in on our live stream at freetalklive.com and you keep listening after Free Talk Live is over on those days, then Mike will come on the air and do Red Bar Radio, which is a show that is very different from Free Talk Live. How would you describe your show?
You know what? It's a comedy show. It's we sit around, we talk about the same subjects almost, but we joke around. It's a satire. We say some stupid stuff, and people laugh, hopefully.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Now, apparently somebody wasn't laughing recently. As you told me today, apparently you were arrested for something you said on your show?
I was arrested for making fun of somebody on my show.
Now, hold on. Is that satire or parody?
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah.
No.
No, you're not kidding. You're arrested.
I was arrested, put in jail, and I have a court date coming up next week because of stuff that I said on my show.
I can't believe that they managed to get you for something like that.
What?
Neither could I.
What was the content? What was the charge that they're throwing at you?
The charge is, now I can't tell you what was said.
Really?
And I can't tell you who it was said about.
Are you under, like, a gag order or something?
I'm not under a gag order, but I talked to my lawyer about it, and he said, you know,
standard lawyer
don't
answer.
Don't mention names or who they think.
Can you beat around the bush a little bit?
Was
it
like
a celebrity? Give me something.
No, it wasn't a celebrity. It was a person who had been causing me some problems.
So it was a personal, somebody you knew then?
It was somebody that I knew.
Okay.
And basically what happens, I didn't say any names, but I was making fun of them on the show. No names. Nobody could possibly know who this person was.
Right.
This person happened to tune in. So he called the police and filed a harassment charge against me.
Okay.
And basically...
He tuned into your show and filed a harassment suit as a result.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tuned into my show, and the stuff I was saying, it wasn't... anything threatening towards him. I was just making fun of him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, this guy happened to be Indian.
Like an American Indian.
American Indian?
No, Indian.
Okay, got it.
And so I was making fun of Indians.
Gotcha.
But, you know, you've tuned into our show. That's what we do.
You make fun of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was nothing like, you know, I want to kill this guy or anything like that. It was, you know, nothing that you wouldn't see on Comedy Central.
Were you libeling him at all?
What do you mean?
You know, saying he's a gay man, but he's not actually a gay man. Of course,
it still wouldn't have counted as libel because you didn't identify him. Basically, the gist of it is I was doing an impersonation of him, you know, going, oh my God, you know, doing an Indian accent.
Right.
And, you know, nothing terrible was said. So he calls the police, tells them that I have a Hitler Youth radio program. That's number one. And then he says that he is being harassed over our program. Now, he doesn't know we're an internet show only. He thinks we're an FM show. So he tells the police that we're broadcasting an FM show out of my apartment illegally. So the
police Why is it illegal?
About eight police come to my door.
Wow.
This is Chicago,
out.
By the way. This is where
this is Chicago, so it's scary at, you know, 1 a.m. when you get a knock on the door and you open it to eight police in your hallway.
That's a bad thing.
So I go out there and I go, you know, what's the meaning of this? You know, I thought maybe they'd come by for a noise complaint or something because we've been having some of those. So they say, you running a radio show out of your apartment? And I go, no, we're running a podcast out of our apartment. Of course, it doesn't matter how young a police officer is. They don't know anything about the internet. They don't know anything about technology.
They have the brightest and the best, you know.
It's like they only know about police stuff, barely.
Well, they know how to crack some heads, but that's about it.
So he goes, well, I don't know what that is. What, do you got a transmitter in there? I go, no, it's basically like if you had a voice chat over AOL. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you're coming with me.
So, you know, I explained to him, I go, no, it's basically me talking into a microphone, recording it on my computer, and putting it up the next day. And people download it just like they would download an MP3.
Well, what? An illegal MP3 download?
No. You know, it's like very frustrating. You know, they don't get it.
The only thing they know is that MP3s, some MP3s are illegal.
Right, and all they look for is, what they do is they fish around for something to arrest people for.
Yeah,
that's what their job is.
So we're in the hallway, and I go, what's the meaning of this? You know, why are you here? And they go, you'll find out in a second.
You know,
I know is that they're asking me about my show at this point.
Right.
So we're sitting in the hallway, me and my brother. They ask us to put our hands against the wall. We can't take our hands off the wall. They pat us down, nothing there. And then they wait for about 10-15 minutes while they walkie-talkie to the station about what I'm actually, you know, why they're there. At this point, I didn't know I was being arrested.
Right.
So I go, am I under arrest, you know?
That's a good question to ask, by the way. When you're dealing with the police, always a good question to ask is, am I free to go?
Because if I wasn't under arrest, there's no way I'd be sitting on a wall with my hands on it.
Right, right.
You know, for nothing. I go, am I under arrest? He said, we don't know. We don't know yet.
Well, why don't you come back and get me when you know?
yeah, that's exactly. 15 minutes goes by, and he gets a call on his walkie-talkie. He goes downstairs and starts talking or whatever. Comes back up, and he goes, all right, man, we're taking him in. They cuff me. At this point, I still don't know why. There were no rights read. I go, what's going on? He goes, harassment over means of electronic device.
Wow.
And then I asked Mar, he goes, you talking badly about people on your show? I go, yeah, that's what we do. He goes, racist stuff? I go, no, we do a comedy show. And I go, for all I know, you know, you could say what you want on the Internet as long as it's not hate speech, and it's perfectly legal.
I'm pretty sure you can do hate speech on the Internet, too.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm pretty sure about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought so, too, but obviously I don't want to say I'm doing hate speech. So he puts me in the car, and then it's another hour wait in the handcuffs in the back of the car while they figure out what they're doing with me. And at this point, I ask again, I go, am I under arrest? He goes, we don't really know yet.
Wow, they put you in handcuffs, and they didn't tell you that you were actually under arrest?
There were no rights read.
That doesn't sound like a detainment to me. That's an arrest. If you're in handcuffs, as I understand it, I'm no expert, but if you are in handcuffs, you are under arrest, and if they're telling you that they're not sure about that, you know, I wonder if you might have some action that you could take against the police. Of course, you know, that'd require a lawyer and hiring and paying money and stuff. There's more to your story. Hang on, Mike. We're coming back with more. 800-259-9231. The PAC at 8.net toll free line. If you've got a question for Mike from Red Bar Radio about his recent harassment by the police and what this means for radio, it's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, you just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. We are on the line with Mike D. from Red Bar Radio. Mike, of course, your website is simple enough. It's redbarradio.com, and we actually carry your show on our live stream. Somebody tuned in to the live stream recently after our show was over, so your show goes on after we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern time at night, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So somebody tuned in and said, why is Free Talk Live talking about pizza? I said, I don't think we talked about pizza. I mean, we have talked about pizza in the past. I mean, it's Free Talk Live, so you really can talk about anything. It's just that we don't really go there that often these days. And so I said, oh, it's got to be Red Bar Radio, because it was. And so you do an entertaining program. It's a comedy show, first and foremost. In fact, you tend to have in comedic guests that co-host the show with you.
Yeah. Local Chicago comics.
And nobody's off limits on your show. I mean, you'll make fun of anyone.
Yeah, we don't try to target innocent people, but, you know.
In the case you're talking, or you started telling us about last segment, for those of you just tuning in, you were doing your show one night, as you normally do, and you happened to be making fun of one person in particular that you happened to know in real life. It wasn't like you were picking on a celebrity or something like that.
No.
And
no.
You did not name the gentleman.
No.
And so if someone like me was listening, I would have had no idea of whom you were talking about.
No clue.
But
no idea
the
where
guy
lived,
was listening.
No idea.
The guy was listening, and
the guy was listening. You know what? And this guy shouldn't have been listening. There was no reason for him to listen.
How did he find out about your show?
No idea. No idea.
Okay. So this guy found out, he listened in, then he called the cops and complained that he'd been harassed or you were engaging in some sort of on-air harassment. The cops come down there. 8 cops come to your apartment building. This
and
is the city of Chicago.
To him. It's unbelievable. You could just call the police, say whatever you want, and before they investigate, they arrest.
Well, welcome to America. I mean, you know, that's how things are done, apparently.
That's great.
So they cuffed you, threw you in the back of a police car. You said your brother was there. Was he also arrested, or did they?
No, my brother was not arrested. No, he was just left to go back in the house.
And they put you in a police car. You say you sat there for an hour before they finally decided to do something with you. You actually asked the question, "Are you under arrest?" while you were in handcuffs, and the cop said he wasn't sure yet.
Said he wasn't sure. No rights were read. All the way the trip to the police station, they're still not sure. They're talking over their walkie-talkies, asking me about my show.
They're not sure if you're being arrested, but they're driving you to, presumably, the police station?
Yeah.
Very strange.
So what happened then?
It definitely was. So they put me in the, I don't know what you would call this room, but it's a beautiful room. You sit on this metal bench, and they handcuff you to the pole there on the wall. And then they take your shoelaces from you and your belt, and they search you, and they put everything in a bag. And they don't know how to take a joke. You know, when they say,
no,
I'm
when sorry,
they took
you
my
didn't
shoelaces
know that.
Out, I looked at the guy and I said, "I just bought those." He looks at me, you know, instead of like, you know, giving me a chuckle, he looks at me and he goes, "Don't worry, you're going to get them back."
Yeah.
And it's like, Jesus, I'm sitting there, I'm having, you know, a decent time. I'm not going to let myself get angry about it. And
have you been arrested before?
No.
Okay.
Clean record. Everything's spotless. So the sergeant comes in, or whoever's in charge comes in, and he starts talking to me. He goes, "I listen to this show, all right? It's a comedy show. I didn't see any hate speech there. I don't know how much you could have listened to. I mean, you got to listen to a lot. But because I don't see any hate speech there. So, you know, give them an I-bond. We'll get them out of here." So I figure, okay, you know, they're going to write up this I-bond, and I'll be out of here in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, they're escorting me to a cell. I'm getting my mug shot. I'm getting fingerprinted.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be processed. They don't just turn you out.
Yeah.
The processing
thing
takes hours.
To the show. Because I still was never, you know, read my rights, so I thought he listened to the show, and before they were placing an arrest, I thought he was going to let me go, because he listened to the show. He said he didn't see anything terrible there.
Yeah. As I understand
it, for 5 hours.
Point, that sounds about right. As I understand it, point of information that they don't have to read you your rights unless they're going to question you.
Oh, okay.
That's as I understand it. I'm no expert. But anyway, so you sat and waited as you were so-called processed, as they call it.
Yeah.
And then
5 hours is enough to know you never want to go back there again.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true.
It's awful.
Were you alone in the cell, or were you in a holding tank?
Yeah, I was alone in the cell, luckily. So.
Okay.
Didn't want to meet any friends while you were there?
No, there weren't too many people there. It was pretty dead.
That's amazing.
But then this is what
and
was weird.
And this is Cook County?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they finally come to the cell. You know, probably about 4.5 hours into there while I was trying to sleep. They come in and they say, "Okay, you're ready to go. Do you have the money to pay for your bond?" Which was $75.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "Yeah, I got the money on me." So he walks me up to the front of the police station, and there's some, you know, higher up cop over there. He's like, "You got the money?"
Money?
I go, "Yeah."
What it's all about.
What's that?
I said, "That's what it's all about."
Yeah. Well, listen, I gave him, $80 in 20s. And he goes, "I said 75. Throw him back in the cell."
Oh, my God.
What?
So he throws me back in there for like another half hour. And once you're like a little bit out and you have to go back in, it's even worse.
Right. That's like getting arrested twice in one day.
Yeah. So then he comes back like a half hour later and he goes, "Have him sign the I-bond and throw him out the back door." So I sign this thing. They give me
this bag. What the hell is an I-bond? What is an I-bond?
Oh, an I-bond is it's basically like your signature as a promise that you will show up to your court date.
And $75.
No, I didn't have to pay.
Oh, okay.
He waived the fee?
He waived the fee.
Now, this just goes to show how lazy bureaucrats can be. Rather than go someplace and try to find some change,
yeah.
He just lets you out for free.
Yeah. So this is, I told him he could keep the $80.
Yeah.
You know, keep the $5. They wouldn't do that.
No.
So, and this is
well, because they have to account for it, as I understand it. If you pay, like, one penny over the amount on a, on any sort of government bill, they get all upset because then they have to account for this extra money. The,
yeah.
There's some sort of bureaucracy insanity that goes on whenever you try to pay more than what is actually required.
So here's the icing on the cake. They
right.
take me out, they throw me out the back door, and it's raining.
Mm.
So,
nice.
So I walk with my no shoelaces in the rain to
well,
a
Oh, they
cab.
Kept the shoelaces.
No, they gave me them in a bag, but I don't know if you've ever been arrested. They have this bag, and they, like, they seal it
mm.
with one of those heat sealers, and it's, like, real thick plastic. You can't get the thing open.
Jeez.
So I needed to wait till I got a scissor at home and opened it. But then this IMUS thing happens, and my court date's next week. So this is what I'm freaking out about.
Mm.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, in the court situation, are you going to be facing charges from the man who accused you, or is the state going to bring a charge? Do you know? Mike, are you still there? Mike D. from Red Bar Radio? Did we lose him?
Must
I
be.
Think we did. Oh, he's gone. All right, well, we'll get him back, because I want to know more. This is a pretty sick situation.
It is.
Going on here. I mean, the idea that, as he pointed out, you can just pick up the phone, claim that somebody's doing a hate speech podcast from their house.
Well, they said
a radio show, and then the cops are going to come along and arrest you. I mean, is that appropriate?
I mean, where's the investigation? Where's the police work here?
Who could possibly defend this sort of activity on the part of the police?
I mean, can't Mike just make a counterclaim of some, you know, with any old thing and have somebody arrested? The guy's wrong. He's factually mistaken.
Right. And, you know, they, like you say, they didn't do any police work. They didn't actually listen to the supposed offending portion of his show. They just came along and threw him in the back of a police car and like they usually do, treated him like crap.
Mm.
And that's got to be a shock to the system. And we're going to get Mike back and talk to him about this, because Mike has been, you know, relatively apolitical. I mean, just generally in life, he does a comedy show, and you know, he certainly knows what we're about on Free Talk Live, and he understands that we're about freedom and liberty. I just don't know. This might be his first real taste of the government and the police state that is being built up around us. And so we'll talk more about that and where these charges are coming from, what he expects to happen in court next week, and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Carrying precious human cargo? We know it's kids under 13 in the back seat and child safety seats for the very young and driven. But did you know there's a prenatal buckle up? When I come back, I'll belt it out.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Mom-to-be, you're one lucky lady, now driving for two, so here's the three-step pregnancy buckle-up. First, place the lap belt as low as possible around the pelvic bones and the shoulder strap against the breastbone. Second, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends that pregnant women keep airbags on. Just back your seat up as far as is safely possible. Third, get a safety seat ready for your newborn's ride home from the hospital. From baby in the making to infant, child, teenager, and adult, buckling up's the best way to protect precious human cargo. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there and a lot of other features. We give them all away to you. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it for free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show, for instance, by going in shopping at the Free Talk Live store and buying yourself some Free Talk Live merchandise, like the Free Talk Live shirts and hats and classic archive collectors sets on DVDs. We've also got brand new items that are for sale right now, and that includes the brand new ladies' tee. We've got the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the lighter bottle opener combo on a retractable lanyard. There's also the very cool and hot-selling Free Talk Live multi-gadget. This is going to be your only chance to get those. So if you want to get one of those for $60, it's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive, recording device, also FM tuner. That's for sale right now in a pre-order phase. We've also got the brand-new Free Talk Live beanie and more. They're all for sale. Store.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. That's rlc.org. We'll find liberty together.
All right, so we've got Mike back on the line in Chicago. It's Mike D., the host of Red Bar Radio, show that follows Free Talk Live on our internet stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And it got a little bit scary there for you recently, Mike. It looked like maybe your show was in danger, and because the cops came by and arrested you on the say-so of some listener, somebody who you happen to be making fun of on the air, because that's what you do best, is make fun of people. And you didn't use the guy's name. He was just being discussed, you were just sort of talking about him on the radio, or not really on the radio, but on the internet feed. And he got upset, called the cops. They came by, threw you in a prison cell for 5 or 6 hours, and then threw you back out on the street with no shoelaces and no belt. And how did you end up getting home that night?
Well, it was very tough because my pants kept falling down, and the cab drivers wouldn't be... Oh, and they also put these... they write your number on your hand in big black magic marker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you get out of the police, it's like you got to hide your hands and you got no shoes. Everyone knows... You know, right. And the cabs don't want to pick you up. So I get home, I take a cab, and then now I got this court date. But then the IMUS thing happens, and now I'm worried, like, this judge, you know, all it takes is one pissed-off judge, maybe sure. a morbidly obese black woman. And she gets up there, and she goes, you know, this IMUS stuff happened and he got fired, maybe you should be fired.
Well, nobody can really fire you. You do it as
yeah,
a...
Yeah, I know. But that's what I wanted to ask, right? Nobody could stop me from doing my show on the Internet, right?
Theoretically, no. I can't imagine how they... I mean, they could shut down your service provider. They could yank your DSL account or something like that, but... I'd never heard of anything like that actually happening. And
yeah.
the charge you're facing is harassment, or what is it? What's the exact
yeah,
charge?
Yeah, it's no. This is actually the charge when I brought it back. Simple assault.
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 Yeah. You threaten the person in any way?
No. Well, this is what they told the police. By the statements that he said on his show, we are in fear for our safety.
Mm. Well,
sounds like he's got an overactive imagination.
They say it's basically the smallest. Crime you could be charged with, and it'll most likely be thrown out in court. So I'm not too worried, but the IMIS stuff is what worries me even more. I've been sick over it.
Yeah, I
don't know if you
that.
Tuned in to any of the cable news networks, but all they've been talking about is every other show that does this kind of stuff where they make comments that aren't politically correct,
mm-hmm.
and how they're going to be cracking down.
Really? You think so?
This is what they said. This is what they said.
Have the radio executives been saying?
They're calling shows like ours and Opie and Anthony. This is the new buzzword. I saw O'Reilly do this last night, and I almost threw up. Hate radio. That's
O'Reilly?
What they're calling.
Wait a minute. O'Reilly labeled shows like yours hate radio?
He goes, listen, CBS has been doing this for a long time because they make money off these guys. These guys push it to the line, and then they draw back. And the bottom line is they've been making money off these guys.
Oh, my
but
God.
Now they see that the advertisers are going to pull out. I'm going to be on my show personally going after every radio show that screws up. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. And then it's just hours and hours of cable news people saying the same thing. And I don't care what Imus said. Imus is a creep. He's a mummy. He said this offhanded comment, which to me personally and to the people that I've talked to, real people on the street, they don't care about the comment. And
right.
The fact that these Rutgers women are upset about it is... It's so shameful to me that they could even say they were hurt by a comment that they didn't even hear.
Right.
And my whole thing is the change needs to take place on the people who are getting offended by these stupid little jokey comments.
Absolutely. Tune out.
Yeah. You know, they like I said, I posted this on your forums. I go, they have a choice. They could turn the radio off. We don't have a choice. We just get fired and we're called racists. And we're never allowed to work again. And all the people who enjoy the show are never allowed to listen again.
Well, don't think for a second that Imus is never going to work again. I mean, Imus could get a job on Monday if he wanted to.
Right. Opie and Anthony made a comeback. So could Don Imus. But
yeah, but I don't know. Things look scary, man. I'm
nonetheless,
scared.
I know how you feel. I felt the same way after the Janet Jackson escapade, where she revealed her breast on the Super
yeah.
Bowl.
But this is directly targeted towards exactly what our show does. And I've even got comedians here in Chicago who said, I'm afraid to go up on stage and do my stuff.
Hmm.
Because, you know, people make racial types of jokes. Doesn't make them racists.
Sure, it's just a joke about
racial humor. Everybody is on edge to do racial humor. And when you listen to the interviews, the people that they're selecting, to play these interviews on the air, it seems like everybody is outraged, like normal people. I listen to talk radio here in Chicago, and everyone's calling in like, yeah, he should have been fired. What he said was terrible, and we shouldn't put up with this stuff anymore.
Well, you know, I think a lot of this goes back to the fact that government schools have been educating people for decades here in America, and they sort of teach you this, you know, be a little wimp mentality. You need to be oversensitive to anything anybody says. You should be able to live your life without being offended in America. And, you know, it's just the fact is, if we're going to have freedom of speech, then freedom of speech is supposed to protect offensive speech. That's the purpose of freedom of speech, because
yeah.
you don't have to have a law that that protects popular speech. It's popular. The purpose of the First Amendment is to protect people from saying things that are outrageous, to protect people
well, here's
from making...
the thing. This is where it gets tricky, because the FCC didn't do anything in this case.
Right.
They're out of it. But there needs to be someone who is on the side of a Donald Imus to protect him from being bullied.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if he's being bullied. I would say that the reason Don Imus has been fired is because people don't want to advertise in his show. And
yes, but those advertisers were bullied to pull out.
That's true.
They were by whining people. I get that.
And the fact is, the whiners are going to whine louder than the defenders of Don Imus. They've got people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have a vested interest in promoting this viewpoint. They get attention for their organizations, and they get television FaceTime on the talking head shows and that sort of thing.
Well, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing these people, not comedians being fired. You know, you see this stuff. They get way worse on Comedy Central, and even on The Office, they're racist. Mm-hmm. All these shows. I think it's these people with an opinion who are getting fired. And they're using stuff like, oh, they made an offensive comment in order to get these people out of there.
So you feel
like it's all the people who have opinions towards bigger picture stories are the ones getting fired. Because, I mean, Opie and Anthony, yeah, they've been fired, but it's for stunts they pulled more or less off the air.
Right. Well, that was a Sex in the Church stunt that they got them fired.
Opie and Anthony, if you tune into Opie and Anthony, their show is 10 times worse every minute of the day than anything Imus has ever said.
Huh. You know, do you feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg, that you're going to see more firings here? Because there was another guy.
Yeah, there was the guy in Pennsylvania who was fired.
Right. Hey, he got on the air and I guess suggested that his listeners call in and use the phrase nappy-headed hoes. And
I can't believe you just said that on your show.
And they did that. Nobody can fire me, thank goodness. And then they canned him for it. Just because everybody's just super sensitive today.
Well, this is what I think happened. This whole Imus thing, and I know it's sweeps week, so maybe the media just is doing this to get some, you know, coverage. Maybe they're blowing out of proportion. But what they've done.
Well, there's no news this week.
They've scared the general public. They've scared radio stations into believing that yes, these little tiny comments are very offensive. Even though, if you took a vote, believe me, most people aren't offended by this.
Sure, it would have just blown by had Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson not gotten a hold of it. And you know, I totally understand how you feel on this, Mike. And I hope the axe doesn't come down on radio talent across the country. And please call us next week and let us know what happens in the courtroom.
Fight for this, guys! Don't let this stuff happen.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate the call, and thanks for the story, and good luck. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.